Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. This is episode 19, three questions to ask for gaining clarity. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, gorgeous. So excited you're here. And today, I want to ask you three questions, and three questions that will help you create more clarity in your life. One of the biggest questions I get is, Corey, how do I get clarity? How do I get clarity on what I want, what I desire? Now, this is a big one because it's really stemming from an unconscious pattern and sort of conditioning that as a kid has blocked, unconscious conditioning and patterning that has blocked your access to, number one, how you naturally create, but two, your awareness and your desire and those breadcrumbs that lead you to taking those choices that create those openings and open those doors that allow things to show up for you. So today, I'm going to give you three questions. So you might want to get a pen and paper and write these down. Clarity, first of all, isn't what a lot of people think it is. One of the misconceptions of clarity is clarity in all the steps to do the things, right? And that is not actually clarity at all. That is a set of conclusions that we think we need to take in order to create the result or the outcome. But when you're working with the quantum field in 5D, it doesn't work that way. There aren't, you know, a list of steps that you just, if you just take these steps, then you'll get there. When you're working with the 5D, you got to look at the quantum and you got to look at non-linear creation. And non-linear creation, I've talked about it before in my past podcasts, but non-linear creation is basically when you get the quantum field to work for you. You're collapsing time. So if you collapse time, time can't run a timeline. And if you're doing something linear, then there is no linear when you're working with the quantum. And this is where, you know, you'll think about something and then it shows up totally randomly a few minutes later. You ask for something and then it shows up in this weird way. You're like, I don't even know how that happens. Those sorts of things, that's when we're really connected into the quantum field. So when we are wanting to gain more clarity in what we desire, here are the questions that might not seem typical to ask. Everybody says, what do you desire? What would you really like? Things like that. And if you can gain access to clarity from that space, then great. But I realized a few years ago that that wasn't the best place to access clarity for me. Because I'd go, well, I'd like, you know, happiness, which is great, actually. That's a very clear desire, happiness. But a lot of times what's happening is the reverse, which leads me to the first question, which is, what don't you want in your life anymore? Is it something outside of you, external? Is it a particular experience? Right? Do you not want this kind of person to continue to show up? You don't want to be in debt anymore? Do you not want to be in debt anymore? Do you not want to be struggling with money anymore? Do you not want somebody to treat you a certain way anymore? Do you not want to see people suffer in the world anymore? Right? Do you not want to have the experience of lacking confidence anymore? Do you not want to experience anxiety anymore? What is it that you don't want anymore? What is it that you don't want anymore? Look there. Okay. Now, the second question is, what are you sick of experiencing? Because oftentimes we'll say, oh God, I'm so sick of this. I'm sick of the pain. I'm sick of the internal turmoil. I'm sick of not knowing. I'm sick of, like, what do you say to yourself? There's a clue in there. Whenever I say that, it comes out of my mouth. I go, ooh, there's a golden nugget in there. What are you sick of? What are you saying you're sick of? What do you not want anymore? And what are you sick of? Okay, those are the first two questions. Okay, so if you write those things down and just make a laundry list, and it's just go on and on and on until you can't get anything else out anymore. And what you're going to find is you're going to find themes. Because if you take those two lists and then you ask this question, if you don't want those things and you're sick of that, then what's on the other side? What is it that you're aware of would be available to you if that was gone? If that thing you're sick of was gone, what would be there? If that thing you didn't want anymore wasn't there anymore, what would be there? And there you go. There's your desire. Because your desire isn't just for the thing to go away. The desire is really for what will be when it's gone. What will replace it? We spend so much time focusing on what we don't want, what we're sick of, that it sort of repeats itself over and over and over. And that's when we get into patterns and all sorts of stuff. And that's when we get into patterns. But when we break that pattern and start going, wait a second, what is over here? What would be if that wasn't there? Because these patterns, they really turn into complaints. So instead of what I learned a long time ago was a committed complaint. A committed complaint is where you go, you know, I'm really sick of, you know, always having to do the dishes and nobody's helping me. So now you can turn that into a real complaint that turns into a habit that really lowers your frequency into complaining. Or you can go, I'm actually sick of this. What else is available? Right? And then you go, oh, well, the kids could help. Wow, wouldn't that be great? Or the partner could help. Or we get a cleaner. Or we don't dirty as many dishes. You start opening your mind. So we're out of the focusing on what we don't want and what we're sick of, and into looking at, hey, well, what else would be there? What else is available? And that's the next place to go. What else is available? What would be there instead? And what would you like from that space? And you can start to notice the energy when you just pivot. And then it's almost like if you're looking at your list and you're like, turn your head away and you go, well, what's over if I spin myself to the right? What's available over there? And then you go, oh, there's a lot over there. I didn't even see it. I didn't even realize it. And tuning in to what you truly desire. Now, one of the pitfalls when you're looking at what you would like to have to get this clarity is thinking that it needs to be specific, right? Now, sometimes it is specific. Like when I wanted my Lexus, I wanted a Lexus RX 350. I didn't really care what color it was. I just knew a couple of colors I didn't want, but I had a few colors I did want. And that was it. At a year's, it was like a year's range. But there wasn't a specific, exact specific vehicle in all the elements that I wanted, right? And when I wanted the magic of living, right? I wanted to stop struggling, and I wanted to know how I create. And what that looked like was the magic of living. And so I want to have a magical experience of life. I want things to show up non-linearly. When I was so sick of attracting narcissists and getting into these entanglements with people who lied and cheated, and I got sick of that, right? And I had to go, well, what do I really desire? And that one was amazing because I started to really see that I was avoiding intimacy and I was avoiding standing up for myself. And I was really deeply conditioned as a codependent, in a codependent role. And so when I started looking at what I would like, I started saying, well, I would really like a partner now. I would really like him to honor me. I'd really like because I honored the other person, right? So why wouldn't they honor me? Some basic stuff is like, okay, well, if the lying wasn't there, what would it be like? Oh, they would have integrity. They would actually have value of honesty. Okay, so if the cheating wasn't there, because I'm sick of the cheating, then what would be there? Well, somebody who just wants one partner, right? And they're really committed to building something. So it's very easy to see what you would like in the face of what you don't want. So take a look at that. Make your lists. See if that gives you any... See what clarity that brings to your world. Because everywhere there is something that you don't want or that you're sick of. It's an opening for a new possibility to come into your awareness. But you got to ask for it to show up. All right, thanks for joining me today. We are taking applications for the Energetic Life Audit Series. If you would like me to take a peek in your life to see where your energy might be blocked to manifesting everything you desire, I would love to contribute. Head over to meetcorymichelle.com/5D and click on Energetic Audit and fill out the application. Thank you for you, and we'll talk to you soon. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Cory Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorymichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.